Blog Talk Radio.
To Lone Star J, they mad. You hear me? But anyway, hit me up on Twitter at The Real Mr. Timer. Send me an email at STLOUISMOBSTER314@gmail.com. Or, you know what I'm saying, definitely follow the Truth Be Told official Twitter page at TruthBeTold_DHR. Hit us up with an email at TruthBeToldSTL@gmail.com. Be sure to follow the official Dial House Radio Twitter page at dialhouse_radio. I hit us up with an email at dialhouseradio@gmail.com, and definitely go check out dialhouseradio.com. You hear me? Miss STL, I know you're in the building. Where you at? You there? Oh, shit. Well, Mrs. Technical Difficulties, shout out to Baby, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Death in the family, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, positive thoughts, vibes, you know what I'm saying, thoughts and prayers, you know what I'm saying, we miss you, you know what I'm saying. Miss Candy Ann will be in the building next week, you know what I'm saying, talk about her book, published book, Love, Lust, and the Cold Hand of Suicide, and she'd also be talking about her new book, you know what I'm saying, that'll be hitting shelves soon. You know, right now, technical difficulty, so Mr. Time is on the motherfucking air. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it's been a crazy week. As y'all know, I'm talking football. You know, the Patriots back in, we're back up in there. You know what I'm saying? So, it's going to be a hot matchup there. And then the Cardinals facing Cam. Yeah. Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell y'all straight up, I'm rooting for the Panthers to go all the way. You hear me? So, and as y'all know, as of last week, you know, we here in the STL, the Gateway City to the West, y'all know what it is. We no longer have a football team. So, therefore, you know, say me, I'm keeping it all mo. I'm staying here, you know what I'm saying, down with Missouri, you know what I'm saying, with Kansas City Chiefs. That's who I'm rocking with right now. And until we get into the football team. But I still folks with them anyway. Miss STL, you in the building. I heard you time and time. What's good? Let them know where you're from, baby.
What it do, baby? Man, hey, that's Blog Talk. I was with you. I was like,
Yeah, go time for go. Go time for go. Hey, this your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. Hey, you can hit me up at MZ_STL @Twitter. You dig? Let's chop it up. Baby, I was talking to be tripping. I was with you, though, baby. I was with you in body and spirit.
Hey, it's all good. You know, so I'm going to hold it down. You know how the boss lady. Hey, we have no dead air here at Dollhouse Radio, so we're going to keep this bitch moving. You hear what I'm saying? No dead air. So, yeah, I know it is. We do this shit for real. Man, it feels good to be back. How was your weekend? How was your week? You know what I'm saying? Leading up into that right now.
Man, it's kind of sad, dog. Hey, look, I've been power of attorney over my peoples. I have a lot going on right now, and I've just been dealing with that. So I've been a lot on my shoulders, for real. I feel like Jesus dragging the cross, baby. It's been a lot going on, but you know what? I try to pray it out, shed a tear, whatever it takes. But I'm here. Hey, I'm blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm with you on that. Man, you know, they try to claim that people here in St. Louis is hurting. There's some of us that's still hurting. You know what I'm saying? I'm still hurting. I'm still for the pain. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, when it's fuck me, then it's fuck you. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I live. I'm in a mutual world, baby. I'm not saying that to the players. I'm saying that to their boss. Middle finger up. Hi, hater. You know what I'm saying? Crunky, go to hell. So, I mean, but I'm over it. You know what I'm saying? I am. When that bottom line says, special announcement, it has been confirmed. Our sources say the Rams will be moving back to L.A. So, to Kanye, fuck you. You knew what was happening, talking about no more parties in L.A. I ain't hearing that shit. You knew. You motherfuckers knew they was coming back. So, don't play us like we that. Hey, Midwest ain't slow. Y'all got it twisted. At St. Louis, we definitely ain't slow. So, you know, motherfuckers, don't send us a dirty shout out. You know what I'm saying? You knew
what it was when Jay and Miss Beehive showed up in the Louvre, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they don't just come chill at the Louvre, you know, and just be chilling like that. But that was, you know, one of his last games that he was going to see Todd Gurley play in here in St. Louis. He fucking knew it. This shit was in the writing a long, long time ago, truth be told.
Hold that out, babe. Let's go to these announcements. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
let me,
when we come
let me
back.
Yeah, and then I come back and air it out. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. That's Dollhouse Radio. Let's go to this.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio R1 sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at IG_Hot Sugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Hey, these hoes ain't loyal. Hey, yo, you locked in to Dollhouse Radio. Right now, you tuned in to Truth Be Told. Hit us up at 646-595-4038. Once again, at 646-595-4038. Press 1 if you got something to say. If you accidentally had pressed that 1, hit it again. Take that back. Get out our queue. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't want you to hang up because you ain't got nothing to say. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's all love. No pun intended. But let's keep this bitch moving. Hold up. Before we even get started, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out to my WCW. My WCW this week. You know what I'm saying? If you got a WCW, y'all, press 1. Let us know. Send that shout out. Let them know, hey, you my woman crush Wednesday. But anyway, my WCW for this week is Jada Pickett. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Jada been doing it a long time. Always had mad respect for. You know what I'm saying? Hey, And you know, she stepped up when others was reluctant too. So shout out to Miss Jada Pickett Smith, you know what I'm saying? She's my WCW. No, you know what I'm saying? Hey, no disrespect, Will, you know what I'm saying? But hey, strong black woman, you got one. Hold on to that. Miss S here. Hey, yo, what's your WCW? You got a WCW today?
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I think I'm gonna go with my little ghetto queen this week. Man, it's Vivica. I saw her in some pictures over the last couple of days, and she's still a nice looking woman to me. I think she's, you know, very pretty. You know what I'm saying? She do what she do, even though she got into it with my boo, with my baby daddy 50. But we gonna, you know what I'm saying? We gonna put all that on the back burner. We ain't worried about that right now. But yeah, you that's you tonight, boo. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool. I'm gonna need you to chill out though. Don't stop that. Don't break up a happy home. All right, right on. True be told, I'm done.
Hey, Vivica Fox, Miss Estia has picked you for her WCW for the week. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out, as I said before, though, to all our listeners online, you know what I'm saying? Hey, on the hotline, if you want to shout out your WCW, hit us up at 646-595-4038. Press 1 so we know you want to shout out your WCW, or you just may want to chime in and you got something to say. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So fuck with us. Fuck with
us. Hit us with the hotline,
you know?
Bling, y'all. Hit us with that hotline bling. Oh, my bad. I was finna go somewhere, but never mind. I'm sorry.
You can go somewhere. Hey, well, you know what I'm saying? Went to ladies first. You know what I'm saying? Go. You want to go ahead and get this started? You know, we was talking about football, but, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to touch on that. I'm bitter, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
bitter.
I'm over it.
Because I'm bitter because I can't see the superstars, you know, the Hall of Famers of the future. You know what I'm saying? Cam, Brady. You know what I'm saying? Just to name off a couple. You hear me? So,
but
man,
it's not such a sweet deal for them, Tyma, because the players are pissed off because they still haven't gotten settled there. You know what I'm saying? They like, we trying to buy homes and get ourselves situated. We can't even make that happen. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't, you know what I'm saying, living lovely down there. They pissed off. But that's what,
well,
I mean, I ain't going to say that's what y'all get because it wasn't on them. But anyway,
it sounds,
that's neither here nor there.
It sounds good. You know what I'm saying? There's some high-rise lofts and you know what I'm saying, penthouses out there that they can, that you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers is willing to take them in. You know what I'm saying? They money good there. So, you know what I'm saying, hey, I'm happy for the players, though, you know what I'm saying, out there in L.A. where it's sunny and, you know what I'm saying, and it's like being in Miami. So, no pun intended, Kelly. You know, no pun. You know what I'm saying? Never know how motherfuckers, hey, Miami ain't nothing like Cali. You know how some people feel. So, but anyway, shout out to them. So let's keep it moving. I know you got some things that you want to address, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to getting into this session hot and topics. Let's get into the shit. So, Ms. SCL, fuck with us. Talk to us. What's good?
I mean, I wanted to talk about the Oscar boycotting. And since your WCW is Jada, who, you know what I'm saying, was part of this,
okay.
I want to say, I almost want to give it the word movement. You know what I'm saying? Her and Spike Lee. You know what I'm saying? Big name stars are pissed off at the Academy Awards Board. You know what I'm saying? This Oscar business, there are no black nominees as far as actors or movies that have been nominated, and people are pissed. You know, so you got all these stars going at it, you know, and they're even calling out, I forget his name. I think Chris Rock. Because he's just not funny to me, but Tyrese even said, man, you need to stand down. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you even host this? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's in the hole. Me personally, don't like the guy. Never thought he was funny. Truth be told. What you think about all this boycott that's going on?
Hey, I mean, there's so much black talent, you know what I'm saying, especially in black Hollywood. There's so much talent, you know what I'm saying. We black folks can, anything you can do, I can do better, no pun intended, you know what I'm saying. And we know we've got some, you know what I'm saying, some worthy actors and actresses out in Hollywood that are black, that are worthy of a star on the Walk of Fame, you know what I'm saying. But yet, with that star, you know, they still want that hardware at the end of the day, you know, especially when they put their blood, sweat, and glory all into their work, you know what I'm saying, and not to be recognized, you know what I'm saying, to even mention them as a nominee for the shit, I mean, it's a smack in the face, You know, and I heard, you know, and doing a little research, I read a couple of stories, you know what I'm saying, and they said they're going to make it an all-white event. You know what I'm saying? The disrespect, you know what I'm saying, and even doing that, because if there was any compassion to say, look, we didn't mean no harm, that this is how we feel, our, you know what I'm saying, our judges, you know what I'm saying, whoever picks, you know, who's nominated, who's not, you know what I'm saying, who's hot and who's not, didn't pick y'all, we do apologize, we'll do better next year, you know what I'm saying, at least, you know, but it's kind of like, fuck y'all, we don't care how y'all feel about it, this is what it is, you know what I'm saying, you got a check, so shut the fuck up, go sit down, come enjoy the show, and it's so disrespectful.
Hey. Get the fuck out of it. Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you, this is what soured me right here. You know, the CEO of the awards said that she kept using the word or the phrase people of color, and she even went so far as to say over the last couple of years, 50% of the people that they've hired have been people of color. I just felt like that phrase in itself, the color part, instead of her just using, you know, African American, I felt like I was back in the day. They'd be like, "Hey, you was a colored boy, ain't you?" You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how that made me feel. You know, I just didn't really understand, right? You know what I'm saying? That like took me back in the day. You know, and that get that colored boy. You know what I'm saying? It sounds like saying get that nigga without saying get that nigga. You know what I'm saying? To me, but then again, that's my personal opinion, and it does not reflect that of Dollhouse Radio. But just her using the color thing instead of saying actors of African that are African American, you know what I'm saying? Her just saying, "Oh well, over the last couple of years, we hired some people of color. 50% of them were people of color."
Okay.
I mean, what the? You know what I'm saying? Truth be told.
Wow.
Maybe feel some kind of way. I had to go there.
Yeah, you colors got to go in the back. You can't sit up here. No, I mean, shit, my mouth wide the fuck open on that. I mean, that shit right there is, it's just so many ways of disrespect. It makes you ask, you know what I'm saying? If I was sitting in the room, first thing that came to my mind when you said that is like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can't get the flag back, but that don't mean that bitch ain't flying somewhere, hanging somewhere in your household. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? A fucking Confederate flag hanging around because, you know, hey, you never know. So, wow, that people of color. So, I mean, as far as asking Chris Rock to step down, that's something he has to do on his own. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we all have decisions to make, and you know what I'm saying? They cutting him a check, so fuck it. He's gonna get that money. You know what I'm saying? They can't get mad at him. You know what I'm saying? As long as he don't get up there and you know what I'm saying? Get up there and pull a, you know what I'm saying? Pull a one of the moves on us. You know what I'm saying? Where he making us all look bad. No, but Chris Rock ain't never gonna do that. Chris Rock gonna kill it. You know what I'm saying? He going to go in there and do his thing. You know what I'm saying? I've always thought Chris Rock is a funny guy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't
really?
Necessarily.
He,
yeah.
He is
I,
the white man's
like
Negro.
That bigger, badder, whatever the fuck, that first one, whatnot. Man, that was my shit. I used to play that on cassette. You know what I'm saying? To play that shit. A side to B side. You know what I'm saying? No bullshit. Hey, that was my shit.
I can't think of any move. I can't think of anything I thought he was remotely fucking funny in. He's not a good, he's not a good comedian
to
me. I've never seen
I think I love my wife.
I thought it was funny.
I think I love my wife.
It was all right. It was bullshit ass little, a chuckle. I mean, but to me, hey. Dude, just not funny. Even on Empire, I couldn't take him seriously, truth be told.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I just can't take him seriously, truth be told.
Well, you know what? If we pushing that it's 420 somewhere, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, smoke it unite if you got it. You know what I'm saying? Blaze that shit. If there's motherfuckers who smoke, you know, hey, make them put five in on that shit. It's like when we was young. Hey, you want to smoke? $5. Five blunts, $5. That's a dollar blunt. You know what I'm saying? Make them motherfuckers put $5 if they definitely don't come with no good any other time. But y'all know what it is. I mean, smokers unite. Anyway, let's keep it moving, man. It's about 420 somewhere. So With that being said, let's get into this break. We'll come back, touch on this a little more. Hit us up at 646-595-4038. Yeah, I know what it is. Can we get that music so we can get up out of here? I got to smoke.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Hump day all day, baby.
Leaning to the left side, leaning to the right, mud in my two cups, I've been faded all night, I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me, I wouldn't tell you sober, I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga, I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah. Stay lit. Leaning to the right side. Leaning to the left. Sipping on this, oh my God. There ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff. I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cold one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga. I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know. When I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Stay lit. Yeah, stay lit.
Yes, that was Raphael. Stay lit. You are locked in, the truth be told. Right here on the number one station, streaming online, Dial House Radio, home of the indie artists, presented to you by Sexy India Morrell. Hit us up at 646-595-4038. That's 646-595-4038. Press 1 if you want to talk. If you accidentally press 1, press 1 to take that back. You hear me? Miss STL, Miss STL, crazy
yeah.
shit, huh? This
crazy
Oscar
shit.
Shit.
Shame on you, Miss Hudson. Shame on you.
Yeah, middle finger up, hi, hater. You know.
You were not devastated. You lie.
So,
I was devastated to see that there were no nominees of color. Really?
Right.
There goes that word again. Stop that. There goes that word.
Right.
Cut that out.
You know, we're going to go into the next session, hot in topics, get into the shit. You know what I'm saying? This is a ground and pound award going to Stacey Dash, who appeared today on Fox and Friends. I mean, you're just missing Jada Pinkett Smith, Mrs. Jada Pinkett Smith. You know what I'm saying? And Stacey kind of took a shot at it, talking about, you know, trying to set out, said last year, well, last presidential election, that Jada endorsed Mick instead of President Obama. Okay. Then she also mentioned a tweet, you know, that Jada sent out that supported Paula Deen over the N-word, the nigger word, video scandal, you know what I'm saying? So she's trying to call her a hypocrite. So, you know what I'm saying, to come out on a black power type tip, you know. As I said before, Stacey Dash was on Fox and Friends today. She stirred up a pot of shit again, playing the house nigga, Conan, for motherfuckers who are laughing at her. They not laughing with her. You know what I'm saying? Miss Stacey Dash, you know, she's getting bolder and bolder. I mean, straight up. You know what I'm saying? With the shit that she says about racial issues. Can you believe she went as far, Miss Estia? She went as far to say that they should abolish Black History Month, bitch. Anyway, check this out. Here's what Stacey Dash, her words. This is her words in an interview today on Fox and Friends. She says, we have to make up our minds. Either we want to have segregation or integration, you know. And if we don't want segregation, then we need to get rid of channels like BET and the BET Awards and the Image Awards, where you're only awarded if you're black. Hey, hold up. And then she goes on to say, if it were the other way around, we would go up in arms. No, we would be up in arms. It's a double standard. There shouldn't be a Black History Month because there's no White History Month. Bitch, what world are you living in? What world are you living in?
Now, can I say something real fast?
Can I say something real fast, Miss Estia? Now, let me go back to where she says, you know, said we need to get rid of BET, the BET Awards, the Image Awards, where you're only awarded if you're black. That's bullshit. Eminem has won BET Awards, and there's other white artists that have won awards. You know what I'm saying? Us black folks, we're people of God. We kind people. You know what I'm saying? We still give you that Black Entertainment TV award, and, you know, I'm not making an issue out of it. I don't feel no kind of way about it, and I don't think anybody else does. But for her to sit up there and tell a bold-faced lie to say that you're not awarded if you're not black, man, stop it. Go sit your crazy ass in the corner. You know what I'm saying? You can take the Christina Aguilera with you, baby. Go sit your ass in the corner. I miss that here. Hold on. Let me sit back. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, you know what? I'm a Stacey Dash fan, kind of, sort of, but when I found out she was a Republican, she kind of lost me. But anyway, that's neither her nor her. She lost me on that one. But anyway, it's personal shit. But look, I really can't agree with the whole, you know, freedom of speech, you know, if that's how you feel.
Right.
But if we didn't have things like BET and the BET Awards, we wouldn't have anything. If we didn't have, like, the NAACP awards and things of that nature, we wouldn't have anything. Everything would be TV geared towards Caucasians. You know what I'm saying? It's asinine, and I can't believe she's not thinking about that. But then again, it's the person on the bottom of the check is probably of the Caucasian persuasion. So, I mean, she's not fully black in herself, so, you know, maybe one side dominates the other is what it could be. I don't know. I think those are idiotic statements, but then again, that's my freedom of speech to say that. I think she's being blatantly stupid, because if we didn't have these things, we would have nothing, truth be told.
Man, she's so fucked up. Hey, Mrs. Chia, I got to hit it with the blur. Bitch, wait, hold up.
Don't do it.
And then,
take it back.
And you know, be told, this, I mean, for her to even go as far as say we should get rid of Black History Month, because there is no White History Month. Every day is White History Month.
History.
We all went to school. Mm-hmm. Every day is mm-hmm. White History Month. But when we get to February, the shortest month of the year, we enjoy that month for the Black history that they did teach us, but there still was so much to be taught, and shall I say still so much to be talked about when we talk about Black Americans. You know what I'm saying? Because,
right.
truth be told, who really built this country? You know what I'm saying? Black
right.
Americans. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Who got the money for pick the cotton to get the paper? Black Americans.
American.
I mean, come on. And then to be disrespected, and when we get something as beautiful to for them to say, you know what, we lived in a terrible time, a hateful time, we're going to give y'all a month. You know what I'm saying? But the shortest month of the year, we all know this, you know, the shortest month of the year. But February is such a beautiful, it rolls off the tongue so beautifully. February. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful. Truth be told. And then leap year, we get two extra, right? I mean, oh, my God.
We get an extra day. We get an extra day.
Oh, my
on the leap year.
God. Did she really fix her mouth? She went on Fox News because she couldn't win nowhere else. Because MSNBC,
right.
even CNN, you know what I'm saying, to OAN, you know what I'm saying, still, they would have called on her. She's like, wait a minute, did you just say we should abolish Black
history? I can't believe she said that.
She's silly. You know what I'm saying? Raven Simone has said some crazy shit, but never. I don't think that would ever come out of Raven Simone's mouth. I give her that much credit. And she's a youngin'. You know what I'm saying? And then Stacey Dash came up in the time where, you know what I'm saying, it was the changeover when shit was still tense. And it's tense now. This shit ain't changed. It's just the shackles
right.
a little bit, you know what I'm saying? They still there. What motherfucker want to believe? We all free, but as y'all can see, we all ain't. You know what I'm saying? So she's so disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? That she didn't, you know, and you know, just because she's a Republican, I didn't feel no kind of way about it. This is America. We have the right to pick and choose what we want. If that's what we are, if that's what we want to represent, then represent and be a good one. You know what I'm saying? But don't, you know what I'm saying? But the shit that comes out of her mouth makes me think that, shit, how long is this going to be before
she
reach her motherfucking skin? You hear me?
I mean, but you do have those people out. You do have a lot of those people out there, and it takes certain situations for them to show those colors, though, that are really against, you know what I'm saying, their own race. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
I mean, it happens all the time, every fucking day. Just like the little Black dude that got recruited by the KKK because he was on their side. I was like, God, Jesus Christ, are you serious?
Right.
Really?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they hide in their money. You know what I'm saying? Then when shit like this comes to light, you know, then that's when they'll show those true colors, like, oh, this is how I really feel. You've been feeling like this from jump. Then people hear you say certain shit, they feel a certain way. It's you're entitled to feel the way you want to feel. Because, hey,
right.
it's America, you know what I'm saying, land of the free, home of the brave, all that. But like you said, Tama, keep a little bit of your soul for yourself at times. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
some shit you
even,
just can't take back.
Mm-hmm. No, she can't take that back. And she don't give a
right.
fuck. You know what I'm saying? And she's not going to take it back. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. Because I was definitely a fan of Stacey Dash once upon
right.
a time. It had nothing to do with, you know what I'm saying, she's Republican or Democrat or independent. It didn't matter to me. I mean, that's none of my concern. We are who we are. We, you know what I'm saying, whatever we do, you know, it's to be respected. You know what I'm saying? As long as you ain't disrespecting my views, you know? So, I mean, the craziest thing in the world, I can't believe she even went on Fox News to say that shit. She went where she's, I don't know, man. I ain't even trying to stoop to that level of stupidity, you know what I'm saying, to come out and say some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Even the, you know what I'm saying, I don't think Randy Kravitz would even say that shit. Let's get rid of Black History Month. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think,
oh my,
you know what I'm saying?
God.
When it all boils down, you know what I'm saying, what people are mad about, I can understand the frustration, but one good point that even Spike Lee, I'm with him on this, and this even, you know, trickles down in every genre. He said, we need more African-Americans behind the scenes in the office where these meetings and all of this are being held to make sure this is, that things are equal, that it's an equal playing field. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, even when it comes down to voting, you know what I'm saying? We got to get out there and vote for what we want. And we as a people have to do that, and we have to step up a little bit. You can't just put it in the earth and expect it to manifest. You have to plant the seeds. You have to nurture it. You have to talk to it, make it grow, water it. You can't just put the motherfucker in there, then walk away like, good luck. You got to put some work into it. You got to put, you have to make it, turn it into a movement and do it. You know what I'm saying? That's this problem. Everybody talking about it, but they're not being about it. You know what I'm saying? So let's get some of these, you know, some African-Americans in office to make power moves, you know what I'm saying, so that this stuff like this doesn't happen again. You got amazing actors and actresses out there that there's no way they shouldn't have been nominated, even down to Will Smith for his concussion movie, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, that's I don't really know what to say about that. And Stacey Dash, I don't know what to say about you on that. You... I don't even know what to say. It's very seldom.
I know what to say. You know what I'm saying?
What?
You got life all fucked up.
Fucked up.
That's what I'd say. You know what I'm saying? And you just lost the love, you know what I'm saying, for my way. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, I know. And we don't feel no kind of way about it. You know, if that's how you feel, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I prefer honesty. I love people that's honest. And if that's how she feels, that's cool. But it's fucked up that she feels that way, because I don't agree and never will agree with her. Everything she says, I'm gonna be at the edge of my seat waiting for her to say, you know what I'm saying? Waiting for her to say some stupid shit like a Kanye moment. You know what I'm saying? Anytime they say she on, let me cut it off just to see what the hell this crazy motherfucker's gonna say next. You know what I'm saying? You know, she should be on the side of Jada, because I don't think she ain't got no hardware. You know what I'm saying? Does she? I don't even think she has an Oscar, anything for that matter. You know, everybody recognizes her for. Yeah, I don't think she's even accomplished that.
She's never done anything Oscar worthy.
I mean, I can't
think of one thing she's been in that's Oscar worthy. I mean, nothing. Not one movie that she's been in.
I can't either. I'm trying to think of some movies Stacey Dash has been in, and I can't think of one of my damn self. You know what I'm saying? The nerve.
She's always been
a
cute girl that everybody's chasing. She's never done
anything,
right, anything, you know, theatrically, like, outstanding. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
right.
She doesn't wow me. She only thing that's wow about her is she is a pretty woman. But you know what I'm
right.
saying? Sometimes you do things or say things and they make you look ugly to motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Man, thank God we got a mind of our own. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how many Stacey Dashes out there in this world. But man, just the dish. It's just so odd to hear that. I mean, she says what, you know what I'm saying, some of them would like to say. You know what I'm saying? That some of them probably do stay behind closed doors. You know, and that's cool. That's their opinion. But for it to come out of the mouth of someone who I'm sure has struggled to get to where she's at, and she's blessed, and to forget where she come from, that's sad. You know what I'm saying? Man, Michael made a song about man in the mirror. Man. We need a song about woman in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? For people like her ass. You hear what I'm saying? Shit,
you
Michael should have made
maybe
that.
Maybe somebody greased up palm to say some stuff like that. I don't put nothing past nobody. She ain't did nothing lately. You know what I'm saying? Them palms might be dwindling. Maybe somebody said you get in there. I'm putting you in.
Right.
Go ahead, I got you. Here go your check.
Man.
Go out there and say that shit. So we don't get blamed for this shit. You take it.
Yeah, we about to go to break because, man, my head is banging, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow, you know, shut my mouth wide open. you know. But keep it locked here at Dial House Radio. If you got something to say, press one. You know what I'm saying? We'd love to hear from you, you know. Keep it locked. Truth be told, it's up 646-595-4038. Let's get some music because, wow, that's crazy. The nerve of her.
Playing it cool, you were playing. I know I wasn't the only one you messed with, but it was good, I was on to the next one. I remember when you started checking up, boy, you must have learned your lesson. Trying to tell me how I always was a blessing. Stayed in the LAS, but you guessed it. Yeah, I gotcha. Too bad I'm vibing, nigga, I'll be fine without you. Guess you found out all the mother hoes was about shit. And now you're gonna waste your time chasing me. Nigga, please. Ain't no need to waste your time being caught up over me. Nigga, please. I don't wanna hear about it. You can tell your friends about it.
Go tell
about it. Bitches, now you wishing you was with me, living life so tough. Even all your friends that I was cool with, they don't know that you be on that bullshit. Even though they didn't think that I was stupid, you did. But I ain't tripping, just don't push it. It's cool, I'ma focus on my vision. Cause you only get one pass and you use it. You use it, amusement. So funny how you used to say, have a look. So stupid, and it's so amusing. Your effort is so useless, and now you're gonna waste your time chasing me. Nigga, please, ain't no need to waste your time being caught up over me. Nigga, please, I don't wanna hear about it. You can tell your friends about. Fucking bitches, now you wishing you were with me, living life so chill. Oh, what the fuck was you thinking? You probably wasn't even thinking. Oh, yeah. Now you gotta tell your friends about it. You gotta tell them how you fucked up on the inside. Bitch like me, what the fuck was you thinking?
Yes, that was Mila J with Friends off the cover mixtape. You're locked in, the truth be told, right here on the number one station, streaming online, Dial House Radio, home of the indie artists. Presented to you by Sexy India Moreau. Hit us up at 646-595-4038. That's 646-595-4038. Press 1 if you want to talk. If you're not trying to press 1, you hit it by mistake, press 1 to take that back. So, you know what I'm saying? Enjoy the show. Miss SG, let's move on. Enough of the dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it moving here. Oh, my God. Hey, that Mila J song, that shit hits. You hear me?
Yeah, I'm saying. I love
them. Hey, it hits. Yeah. You hear me? So, moving right along in session hot and topics. Let's get into the shit, y'all. Miss SCL, talk to us. I know you got something else you want to get off your chest. Something you want to talk about.
Yeah, actually, I want to talk about this ongoing thing in Flint, Michigan with the toxic water. Yeah. back in 2014, they went to cut costs in the way they want. The government wanted to cut costs, so their way of doing that was to get rid of, you know, facilities that would treat and filter the water, and going to getting actually toxic water from the river there in Flint, Michigan. Now, I've seen. I'm pretty sure it's all over the news. I'm pretty sure you have at some point seen the photos of the brown water that's coming out of the hydrants, the sinks, and all kinds of things of this nature. You have some people that have gotten lead poisoning from the water, from the corrosion of the pipes. My thing is, as a city, how do they allow this to happen? And now that people are getting sick, everybody wants to point the finger. They're ready to hand out all these pink slips. You got the gardener that has to bring in purified bottled water. You know what I'm saying? And this is an unnecessary situation to me. You know what I'm saying? It kind of pisses me off because it's like, what the fuck were you thinking to get rid of your water purification facility and take water from the river? You know what I'm saying? That I just don't really understand. There's a lot of ways you can cut costs, but that would definitely not be at the top of the agenda. So my thing is, when people – huh?
No, I'm agreeing with you, babe.
No, so I was just saying, so when people are actually physically dying, or not even actually physically dying, but even just to get sick, I mean, the lead poisoning in itself will kill you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got kids that are getting sick, you know what I'm saying, that may never be right again. You know what I'm saying? There's other ways to cut costs, and I'm just trying to figure out, why is it 2 years later that for 2 years this has been going on, and why is it now that they want to start pointing the fingers and handing out pink slips because it's gotten out of hand. Now you have to call in the guard to help you and just bring in water. I don't know how I felt about that. I felt like it was fucked up, and I feel like it needs to go back to whoever okayed that shit back in 2014, because like I said, it's been almost 2 years. I think it'll be like March. It'll be officially 2 years. But they need to go to the top, and I say just fucking fire everybody. You know what I'm saying? From the top on down, just hand out the pink slips. You're like basically for 2 years you've been poisoning a whole city because the cheap ass motherfuckers at the top is probably, I'm sure, making six figures. That's how they wanted to cut the cost. How about cut your fucking salary to something that is sustainable for you guys, truth be told? That's how I feel. What you think about that shit, Tommy? That's crazy.
They need to cut their throats. To be so disrespectful, to cut, even to neglect, you know what I'm saying, what was so important, which is, you know what I'm saying, fresh drinking water. I mean, there's no way in this country that we live in where there should even be a situation to go down in history at point in time. You know, it's a lot of shit that's bad right now, but that it ain't that bad where, you know what I'm saying, they neglect to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck? So the people that worked there was drinking bottled water. You know what I'm saying? And then for you to say that brown water coming out of the faucet, I mean, that right there is so disrespectful. I mean, I agree with you totally to the max, Ms. Estia, you know, when you say they need to be fired. But along with them getting fired, they need to be prosecuted. They need to build their sales around those bums. You know what I'm saying? They bums. I mean, man, that is, I mean, just growing up, you know, my cousin, they had, you know, some real bad, you know, back in the day they used to put lead in paint. And my little cousin, you know, my cousin used to, you know, if it's around kids, they're going to pick it up and put it in their mouth. So, you know what I'm saying? My cousin had lead poisoning growing up where, you know what I'm saying, he had patches missing out of his hair. You know what I'm saying? So that shit, and, you know, they had to get treatment for that shit and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Long story short, that's some serious shit, you know. So, man, they, shout out to Meek Mills, you know what I'm saying? Meek Mills sent $50,000. You know what I'm saying, to spend on bottled water for the residents of Flint, Michigan. you know, they don't broadcast good shit like that. You know what I'm saying? The good shit, they don't broadcast. They constantly entertain the dumb shit, you know, when it comes to black folks, you know. I was surprised, you know, just quick, not to take away from this, I was surprised that they've given Jamie Foxx all his props for being a hero, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jamie Foxx, you know. You know, normally they don't when it's a black man. When a black man does something good, they don't put that on. That's at the very end of the bottom line. That's so little that you can't read it. I said the good shit that a black man did. You know what I'm saying? For his good deed of the day. You know? But that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's horrible, Ms. STL. I mean,
Tama, they had one of the gentlemen bleed a hydrant, and when they were bleeding the hydrant and all the water came rushing out of it, the shit looked like chocolate milk, bro. Chocolate fucking milk. That's how nasty. That's how nasty that shit is. Can you imagine? People have been living with this shit for almost the past 2 years. It's coming up on 2 years that they've been doing this. They need to hand out motherfucking pink slips from the top on down. You're looking at class action lawsuits and everything else. That would bankrupt this little place, because if you had to cut back on your sanitation in this area, that would bankrupt their whole little city. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't even exist anymore. Truth be told, that's crazy.
That is crazy, and the time that we live in, it's surprising that maybe we missed it on social media, entertaining the wrong shit, you know what I'm saying, where I'm sure somebody posted that shit, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter or Facebook. Maybe they didn't want to show this how these motherfuckers got us. You know, they kept that shit under wraps for 2 years, where they weren't looking that bad, where the rest of us don't know nothing about it, not knowing how good we really got it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And man, that is, and for it to happen in the United States of America, to hear some something of, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like having a pump by the river and just pumping the water out, and oh man, that's horrible. Man,
it's like,
that shit
made me
horrible.
Feel like, fuck it, they might as well just drink out the toilet. I mean, the tap water was yellow.
And you got to think about bathing, too. You know what I'm saying? If the water coming out the faucet like that, I mean, how they going to bathe? I mean, that's so disrespectful, man. They need to build a prison just for their ass right by the wall.
But so they could overlook that brown shit. You are so fucking right. But I just think I guarantee you the governors, I guarantee you all of the political figures there were still pulling in six fucking figures. I'm just having a hard time accepting that this is the way they chose to cut their corners. You know what I'm saying? To make, you know, city budgets and things like that. It's unfathomable to me. I don't really, you know what I'm saying? Because I guarantee you they was getting paid.
You know they were.
Take their shit down and give them an average salary. Give them fucking, you know, $50,000. You know, not $100,000.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And just think they not giving a fuck for 2 years, knowing they got some clean water they bathed in and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like the police and where, you know, the motherfucking cop live out in Baldwin, but patrols the city, but they don't have, you know, the city guy. But, I mean, you hear what I'm saying? So it's like this, you know, so it's like a video game to them, you know what I'm saying? From a hood where there's 15 rooms to patrol the area, they only got two rooms. Just two rooms. I didn't say bedrooms, two rooms. Man, that's crazy, man. I can't believe that. Man, they gonna get their ass, you know what I'm saying? That's the first order of business. It's crazy that, you know what I'm saying, that the president didn't know about it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, it all this shit that we're talking about right now, taking me to Tupac and the Outlaw songs. I can think of songs, verses right now that's going through my head where they speaking about this shit. And, you know what I'm saying, it can be years later and we're still going through the same shit. They don't give a fuck about us. And it proves with Lynn, what the fuck was that, an experiment? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's see. They don't take baths anyway, so they won't care. They don't say they don't drink water anywhere.
I'm trying to figure out how they got away with it for so long. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they've been doing
right.
this for almost 2 years. I'm trying to figure out how did they get away with it for so long. I feel like
right.
if I could take some, if I had enough bottles, I would bottle some water from her and send it to them. Because, you know, we was on the list for one of the cities with the best water. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
we are.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
You
so
know.
I just feel for those people and the people that, you know, ended up with, you know, lead poisoning from the water, the corrosion of the pipes and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. They'll be lucky if they don't, that city it still exists. Because I would file a class action lawsuit that would bring their ass to their fucking knees,
man.
And I would take my money and move clean the fuck up out that motherfucker, truth be told.
Man, at the end of the day, that's got to be the most, you know what I'm saying, that just shows how much respect, you know what I'm saying, the people of color go through, you know what I'm saying, and to know that we still live in such a hateful time, and you know, times haven't changed. The hate was just hidden for some, you know, and it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? And the best way to beat hate is love, and that's for those who really give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what we got to do, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know what I'm saying? We got to send some water out there in the time being, but man, to even pictures, you know what I'm saying? This ain't no, you can't make this shit up. You know what I'm saying? Who? I don't think the most corrupt mind can think of a such a fucking story where let's just stop purifying the water and, you know what I'm saying? Who gives a fuck about them? You know, you know what I'm saying? They can't bathe, they can't drink water, you know what I'm saying? Can't make Kool-Aid unless they go get some. And they might not get the right brand of water. You know, I said, hey, from the STL, you know what I'm saying, might be the wrong brand of water. And the Kool-Aid just don't taste right. You know what I'm saying? And ain't that some fun? That's like if the chicken don't taste right. We know. If the Kool-Aid don't taste right, we know the Kool-Aid don't taste right. Would you make this shit with some, you know what I'm saying, some off-brand-ass water? You know what I'm saying? I mean, God damn me. You know what I'm saying? God damn me. That's some
you have to just you have
shit.
To pray pray you have to pray for those people, because I'm a let me tell you,
yes.
baby, I mean, if let them come here and say something like, we switching to the Mississippi for y'all water, are you fucking kidding me? Really? Y'all serious? Get the fuck out
it's
of here
already...
I don't see how they got away with it. I don't see how they got away with it. I don't see how
that's because
somebody
it's
did
poor,
not step
it's,
in before now.
It's poor black folks out there. You know what I'm saying? We hear about when they talk about people that have it hard, they always mention Flint, you know what I'm saying, and like Gary, you know what I'm saying, and they St. Louis for one, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, man, that is the craziest shit in the world. You hear what I'm saying? I couldn't imagine if I couldn't make my coffee. You hear me? I got to have my coffee. I mean, for real. I mean, I got
to
have my shower, for one. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost.
Just get it out the tap. Get it out the thing, because it's coming out black any damn way.
Right.
Fresh coffee black,
man.
Time.
Shit, I might take me a bath tonight, because, you know what I'm saying? No pun intended.
Make you feel
but
dirty,
you know what
don't.
I'm saying? It's like, right. It's like, damn, you know. Man, that's fucked up. That they gonna get they God gonna get they behinds. They gonna pay
that,
for that.
That.
That's so
but
disrespectful.
But I'm just like I said.
Karma's
like I said,
bitch.
From the legal government standpoint, I want somebody to fucking explain that to me. How the fuck do you get away with taking away the sanitation?
I've already told you. It's like, you know what I'm saying. It's like, you know, putting somebody in like a little fort-like area, you know what I'm saying, like the projects, and mistreating them and you know what I'm saying, poor folks. I mean, man, it's messed up. So they got away with it, you know what I'm saying? That shit ain't finna happen like somewhere in you know what I'm saying, you can name off a spot, a Baldwin for one. Did I say Baldwin earlier? Baldwin on the brain. So, straight, hey, that shit wouldn't even last for 24 hours. They gonna be on Channel 4, Channel 2 News, something. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that goddamn water's coming out. Brown, I can't take no bath in that. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna fix that shit so fast. It'd be less than 24 hours for that water, right? Come on, man. Less than 12. Man, we can take a break.
Prayers up. Prayers up for the situation.
Yeah.
Prayers up for
prayers
the people
up
who got sick. Yeah, man. Prayers up for those people, man. Because that's,
hey,
that's
we know
that's
what
rough.
It's about. Black Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? We've been on that.
Remember, you think you got it bad. Somebody
Let's
else
go
got
to
it
this
worse.
Break. Let's go to this break, man. We'll be back. That's crazy. Well, where they do that shit at? You know what I'm saying? That shit can't. Not in America, right? I mean, for real. You hear me?
I would think. They live in third world over there. That's crazy.
Man. That's dirty. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Man, I don't know. I just don't know. That shit just threw me on loop. So I guess we ain't finna go into this break. So, I mean, the music start, we'll take this break, but man, let's keep it moving, you know. Lil Wayne made the news.
Oh, shit.
Here
do this time?
Oh, man. Last week, Lil Wayne was in Milan, Italy, for the Milan Fashion Week. And over the weekend, Lil Wayne did a show where, you know, it was obvious that the crowd just went into Lil Wayne, because when Lil Wayne took the stage, he was requesting the crowd goers to put their hands up, and it was said only a handful of the crowd, which, you know, Lil Wayne ain't finna do no little crowd. Only a handful of the crowd put their hands up and complied to his request. So, you know, in the video, Lil Wayne like, are y'all serious? Y'all want me to do this? So it appears Lil Wayne went on in the second clip, and then soon after, you know, Lil Wayne became frustrated. Threw his mic up in the air, and I was just been watching the clip the first time, and I watched Lil Wayne, you know, from, you know, they shoot him from behind, and he watching the mic all the way up when he threw it to hit the ground. Then he jumped off stage. He stormed off stage. I mean, he stormed off stage, then he took the Twitter, you know what I'm saying, on the rant. Just, you know, moments later, he put a go pack, fucking go. You know what I'm saying? Then his follow-up tweet, he said, niggas in Italy slime. You know? So can you imagine? I mean, I can understand them getting hot. But, man, I mean, they said, you know what I'm saying, the question was it a language, you know what I'm saying, language barrier? You know what I'm saying? Did they not understand Lil Wayne? Or they just was like, look at them like, bruh, we seen that video, bruh. All these bitches you fucking, you ain't using no condom, bruh. Oh, man, let this man do. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why they think.
That's some kiddie-ass shit to me. I mean, I think motherfuckers just do shit. I mean, that was to me, that was a bitch-ass Kanye move. That's just like him getting mad and,
well,
you know what I'm saying, throwing the motherfucking mic in the air. If people don't like you, they don't like you. Who gives a fuck? You getting paid to perform. That's what the fuck you getting paid for. So get up there and just do what you supposed to do and burn out. You ain't got to get them that. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to get them that. They don't have to comply with you. This ain't fucking Simon Says, nigga. Stop that.
Yeah.
That was some kiddie stuff.
I mean, you know, I guess he definitely may not make no more money in Italy. You know what I'm saying? With that second tweet, niggas in Italy slime, you know. So they treated him like, you know what I'm saying, like, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? We ain't feeling you now. You know, all this, I don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if, like I said, I mean, who knows until we hear it out the horse's mouth, until they tell us what the fuck it was that turned them off about Lil Wayne, you know? So I don't know what happened. I don't know if he was there the whole week for the Milan Fashion Week, you know what I'm saying? And within that week, he could have did something that turned people off that they all heard about. Maybe it was a rumor going around or something. I don't know.
Right.
But for Lil Wayne to be on that level of Lil Wayne being hot for so long and just go to a part of the world where they just, like, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we've seen all kind of celebrities go cross seas and do shows, and people don't even know English, but yet they singing a song in English or maybe singing in their language, but they rocking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, okay. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It'll come out. Everything comes out eventually. So, I think that was kind of weird.
It was a silly reason to get mad, though. I mean, it was childish. You know what I'm saying?
Can you imagine? It's like a bad dream. It's like that dream when you're naked. You know, it's in front of a room full of people. You know, saying some people don't give a fuck about it. Some people are like, what the fuck? But I mean, to be on his level and to be out there and all them people watching him and they ain't rocking with him. Shit, you know what I'm saying? He could have been high as a kite, but I'm sure he was. You know what I'm saying? Shit, that'd fuck up your heart like that. Was these motherfuckers finna attract me or what? I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm gone.
I mean, but shit, we wasn't there. He could have did something, you know what I'm saying, or maybe rubbed the wrong way or said something. You know, people sputter off at the mouth sometimes. Might have said something to make some people mad or something and rubbed them the wrong way. Hey, it happens. I'm finna make my money, though. I know that.
Hey, the more that's going to come soon enough, you hear me. And, you know what I'm saying, also, over the weekend, Lil Wayne. It appears that Lil Wayne and Baby's beef is no more. You know, I seen the clip where they were standing. Lil Wayne was to the right of Baby, and Baby was telling looked like a club. You know what I'm saying? They was on stage. Baby had the mic, was talking about my son back home. You know what I'm saying? You know, we had a man, and everything's out the way. My son home. You know, so they didn't show no clip of Wayne. I suppose so. You know what I'm saying? It does appear so. So, yeah, Money and Cash Money appear to be back together. So.
He wasn't going no fucking word. He was just throwing a tantrum like he did in Milan.
Yeah. You know, so you know motherfuckers going to start talking, right? So, you know what I'm saying? Because of the reuniting of Young Money and Cash Money. But the relevant name, relevant name out there, Rick Ross dropped an Instagram clip where it appeared he was sitting back in the studio listening to, you know what I'm saying, some joint he just dropped. And it was a hook. And, you know what I'm saying, in the hook he was saying, them niggas kissed and they made up. You know what I'm saying? He's in there playing. Blinging, you know, iced out. You know, I found it funny. I was like, damn, so. Here we go with an MMG versus YMCMB. You know what I'm saying? We got some more hot shit finna come out. You know what I'm saying? Like my people's put earlier, you know what I'm saying? Hip hop was built off the battles. You know what I'm saying? It's business. It ain't personal. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker going to war, war words. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got to do all that extra shit.
They can't fuck with Young Money, though. They couldn't fuck with Young Money. They got too much behind them, too much power. You know what I'm saying? They do. They can't fuck with them. All day. I'm standing on that.
Right. Hey, man. Let's go and take a quick break. You know what I'm saying? Can we do that? You know what I'm saying? And that's crazy.
Pay the bills.
Oh my God.
I hit your bitch on the regular. I hit your bitch on the regular.
I got the juice.
That's probably her calling my cellular. I make that pussy get wetter, bro.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas on pause. I'm the one making the calls.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas through withdrawals and the bank making withdrawals.
I got the juice.
I hit your bitch on the regular. I hit your bitch on the regular.
I got the juice.
That's probably her calling my cellular. I make that pussy get wetter, bro.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas on pause. I'm the one making the calls.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas through withdrawals and the bank making withdrawals.
I got the juice.
I got the juice. I got the juice. Rappers be mad when I step in the booth. Niggas be mad cause they bitches be loose. But the rallies be mad cause I be like poof. I got that juice. I got that juice. I pull up in a new two door. Man, that's a coupe. My take my bitch to Pluto. We smoking the truth. I'm kicking shit like judo. Got blood on my boots. Fuck what you think, what you thought, what you knew. When you're back on the wall, you can't say what you won't do. Back to the trap and you trapping for fuse. Put the plug to the socket. You back in the move. Now your bitch say she loving my gangster. Cause my dick got a hook like a hanger. Plus I make her feel cozy and comfortable, sexy and classy. She warm like a manger. Banger. Gotta keep one for the anger. Cause a nigga try to put you in danger. When they see you getting money, that's lame, bruh. So we'll put you niggas on pause. drought through the city. Money getting low and the fiends start having withdrawals. Then the doctor said that they need the meds. I hit your bitch on the regular. I hit your bitch on the regular.
I got the juice.
That's probably her calling my cellular. I make that pussy get wetter, bro.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas on pause. I'm the one making the calls.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas through withdrawals and the bank making withdrawals.
I got the juice.
I hit your bitch on the regular. I hit your bitch on the regular.
I got the juice.
That's probably her calling my cellular. I make that pussy get wetter, bro.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas on pause. I'm the one making the calls.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas through withdrawals and the bank making withdrawals.
I got the juice.
I've been hit the juice and I won't let it go. I've been rapping and trapping since '94. I've been macking and stacking since I hit the dough. I've been off and running since my feet hit the floor. I've been moving packets, get them in. They go as I move through traffic in the Benz. Four dough looking out for Ferrari, man. Put him in scope and be ready to take him out. Get on the low. My niggas, they know me. My bitches, they blow me. Some niggas, they hate me. Some bitches, they chase me. I'm dipping and dodging and weaving through traffic. Ain't pressing no brakes and I feel like I'm racing to meet with my plug. He patiently waiting the truck at the station. Ain't no negotiation. Look me in my eyes. Ask me, am I Haitian? Hold up your guys. My folks don't do debating. Talk about money. The only conversation. Drop off that work and I beat the population. Keep this shit business. It's such a good relationship in the ocean. It's time for a vacation. Bank slips with some bad bitches and some deeds on some land. That's my only confirmation. Nice trips all over the world for my whole team because I feed the fam. Why I hit your bitch on the regular. I hit your bitch on the regular.
I got the juice.
That's probably her calling my cellular. I make that pussy get wetter, bro.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas on pause. I'm the one making the calls.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas through withdrawals and the bank making withdrawals.
I got the juice.
I hit your bitch on the regular. I hit your bitch on the regular.
I got the juice.
That's probably her calling my cellular. I make that pussy get wetter, bro.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas on pause. I'm the one making the calls.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas through withdrawals and the bank making withdrawals.
I got the juice. I got the juice.
Yeah, yeah. That was Memphis Mo Juice right here on Dial House Radio, home of the indie artists. You're tuned in to Truth Be Told. Hit us up at 646-595-4038. That's 646-595-4038. Press 1 if you got something to say. Press 1 if you press 1 again if you pressed it by mistake. You hear me?
We got
a call on hold. Okay, that's what's
up. I just had to put that out there. I like that.
We got a call on hold, 404. You press 1, holler at us. What's good? You on Truth Be Told. What's good?
Oh, shit. What up, Dell? What up, Dog Gone Bay? What up, Dog Truth? What's great?
What's good, Sam? Who's this?
Oh, this is Trent, man. I'm back.
Trent, how you doing, Sam? You on the phone with Miss STL and as well, you know, Mr. Timer. What's good with you, Trent?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got my own name and shit. What's good, Trent?
Yeah, I'm great, man. Just feeling great. And appreciate the follow on Twitter and everything, man. Appreciate that. Everything.
We appreciate you.
Like, yeah. You know. You got a WCW or something you want to, you know what I'm saying, talk about?
Go out there.
The topic we talked about. What's good? Talk to us.
Yeah, I got a few, you know, as said, you know, I'm from Detroit as well, you know, and I got some people in Flint. And, you know, that's actually sad to see just that, matter of fact, part of the state, I'm just going to say just not Flint, just state going like that, you know, with Flint, with the water problems, Detroit, with the whole situation with violence and all that going too. And you got, what's that, Grand Rapids going through their stuff, and it's Pontiac going through stuff too, especially with the Silver Dome got, like, it's collapsed. So,
like, but they declared a bankruptcy for the city there, didn't they, Trent? Didn't they declare bankruptcy for the city?
Yeah, they did. They declared for it. Yeah, they did. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, so just the whole state is going crazy. And I remember I lived there like about 6 years ago, not too long ago, and I've seen it for myself. Like, real life, I'm like, it's real out there, like, for real. And when you said about the water, I'm just, dang, I just got me some clean water right now and everything. And I'm like, dang, I could have been over there with some bad stuff, man, like, for real stuff.
What's a blessing, you know what I'm saying, that you were able to get out of that situation. That's a blessing in itself. So, big ups on
doing that. Can you imagine not being able to take a shower, you know what I'm saying? You could have just, you know.
Yeah, and even when I was in the D, I barely took shower where I was at anyway. The water was not dirty, like the brown dirty in Flint, but it was just, I think if I would have took it, it kind of would have, you know, maybe not feel right. good or something like that. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so that's why I'm happy I left that situation, though. Yeah, and shout out to Beat, though. You know, and Meek, he had signed somebody from Detroit. I think I mentioned last episode, he got killed not too long ago.
Right.
So that's actually good. He actually came back, you know, showed some love to Flint. And, you know, John Connor, he actually got signed with Dr. Dre. You know, he planned on doing something. And I hope that, you know, him and Terry Crews, the actor dude, if he with the Wayans a lot, you know, I hope they come out. Yeah, I hope they come out, you know, and do something. Like, I really want to see, like, the big stars for this city come out. And a good thing you mentioned about Birdman and Wayne. They did something from New Orleans when, you know, they had a problem about, like, 11 years ago. So, you know, I hope we see more of the stars in there as well.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. That's just crazy.
I mean, it's good that that you know what I'm saying, to pay it forward. I mean, if we could, you know, learn a little bit more of that, you know what I'm saying, we could attempt to make this a little better. You know what I'm saying? They can afford it. I mean, even if it's a tax write off. You know what I'm saying? If anything,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know they got it. You know what I'm saying? Some people have more money. This is money we'll never see in our lifetime. You know what I'm
right.
saying? The kind of money that these people have. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's you know, I'm hoping that this dissipates. This situation does. I hope the people are okay, and I hope the city gets better, because, like I said, like you were saying, it's all bad right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's up to you for getting out of that situation. You know?
Yeah, no problem. You know, and, like, you know, the Stacey Dash one, I had to say, like, to me, that's just nice. That's just crazy to me. Like, you know, you get all the love. Like, even you, like, when I was young, I watched Clueless, and, you know, one thing I realized about Raven Simone and freaking Sexy Dash, I probably didn't realize this. Each of the TV shows had a white friend next to him.
Yeah.
Raven had Chelsea. How Sexy Dash had Alicia Silverstone, whatever her name is.
That's crazy. It's crazy that she even fixed her mouth to even say that, bro. You know, so
yeah.
I mean, it's sad that she feels the way that she feels, but she's entitled to her opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm glad she decided to share it with the world. You know, so big shout out to her. You know, but shit, Trent, go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got WCW?
WCW, man. Hey, I just posted up on the gram today. Y'all and I talked to her too. Yeah. You know. Like, real talk, man. I don't know, I just felt good about it though. That's the thing about it. Actually, I didn't put it as WCW, I put it as WCE. You know.
I know that's right, every day. That's your world because every day.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, what's so dope about her? And, like, this is one thing I really, like, actually love about her. I actually told her this, like, about, like, an hour ago. Like, I told her, like, you know, I told her things that I loved about her. I love that she have a great personality. She is confident. She's encouraging. I mean, she don't belittle. She don't be like, oh, you ain't no nan, you da-da-da-da, acting like she cookie and Angela, Tasha Smith, and Tasha Mack and junk like that. She ain't be like that. You know, so that she's strong, and also she had great faith. That's one thing I like about her, though.
Sound like you got the perfect lady.
You better.
So, Trent, this
is
beautiful.
You winning.
That's what's up. Right. Hey, Trent, if you want to, shoot out your Twitter handle, bro.
Oh, yeah, man. My Twitter is Official D Trent, man. And also, yeah, man, like I said, though, shout out to her. Her name is Aisha. you know. That's about it, though, man. But thank y'all, though, man.
Hey, ditto, kiddo. Ditto.
Yeah.
And we finna, you know what I'm saying, it's about 420 somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So smokers unite, you know what I'm saying, blaze it up with us. Let's go into this break, and we'll be right back. Man,
yeah.
Crazy.
Shout
a WCE.
Out and Aisha, she was good.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. This Shay, nigga. Shopping for the winner and the chess made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, the shit cray, nigga. He ain't getting money unless you got eight figures. But at GDP's, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to Fair Con at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kimbe, my nigga. I don't let him play with me. I don't let him talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Y'all still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have all say. What you on? You a Rick Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Bitch, you do shit to Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga.
Kanye West with a mix of Lydia Cisa with Lifted. Oh man,
yeah, I like that. That's hot.
We
jamming tonight. I love Home of the Indie Artists, baby. I love music that come through her. I'm like, why are you not on doing your thing? We got some hot artists on deck. You know what I'm saying, around her Dollhouse Radio. Truth be told,
no doubt about it. No doubt about it. You know what I'm saying? We got the hottest artist once again, the hottest host, co-host, the hottest boss, and shit, we the hottest, you know what I'm saying, doing this here. Hey, man, we want to thank y'all all for tuning in tonight, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boss lady, Sexy India, you know, shout out to Trent, you know what I'm saying, his WCE, Aisha, You know what I'm
saying?
Aisha.
Yeah. Oh, that was my cut. I'm sorry. That was my cut.
Yes, that definitely was a cut. You know what I'm saying? Hey, takes me back, for real.
I know, right?
So, I mean, great show. You know what I'm saying? Next week, we definitely going to have Candy Ann in the building. You know what I'm saying? Miss STL in the motherfucking building every week. You know what I'm saying? Golden Baby will be back. Floss the Boss will be back in the building. You know I'm going to be back in the building. It's been a great show. It's so much that we talked about and so much more that we can talk about. But we're reaching this 90 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Yeah, I know
hey,
what it is.
NWA. I don't remember getting to shout them out, though, on getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
Yeah. Big ups to them. And with that being said, and y'all still didn't get no nods for y'all movie or nothing like that. But okay, but I ain't going to go there. I ain't going to get back on that. I'm done.
And also I read on the bottom line, could happen. You know what I'm saying? They said he said it. It was on the bottom line. So, you know, they ain't fucking with Cube saying something he didn't say. But, shit, fuck now. We in America. They would do some shit like that. But, bullshit. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all our listeners, you know what I'm saying, online, as well as, you know what I'm saying, hitting this bling line, this hotline, you know? So,
I love it.
We hit every Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know what it is. Man, I tell you, hell of a show.
Shout out to everybody. Love y'all. Shout out to Dives family. Shout out to Jesus for helping me keep my head above water so I don't sink in everything. And just shout out to everyone. And we love y'all. Same bad time, same bad channel. We here. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. If y'all not doing nothing, hey, it's what we do, baby. We in the biz and every Wednesday night.
Y'all know what it is, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told, Miss STL threw me off with that last rumple. You know what I'm saying? Miss STL will be leading next week. It is her week. You know what I'm saying? Lead host. So definitely keep it locked. Tune in with us. You know what I'm saying? Every night, check us out, DieHouseRadio.com. Once again, salute to Sexy India. Salute to Miss Royalty. You know what I'm saying? Salute to the familia. We up out of here. Hey, yo. Block. Two to the body, one to the head, baby. See y'all next week.
Don't play with her. Don't be dishonest. Ay. Still not understanding this logic. Ay. I'm back and I'm better. I want you bad as ever. Don't let me just let up. I wanna give you better. Baby, it's whatever. Somebody gotta step up. Somebody's on next up. Be damn if I let them catch up. It's easy to see that you're fed up. I am on a whole nother level. Girl, he only fought you over cause you let him. Fuck him, girl, I guess he didn't know any better. Girl, that man didn't show any effort. Do all I can just to show you you're special. Certain it's your love that holds me together. Lately you say he been killing the vibe. Gotta be sick of this guy. Pull up skirt, get in the right. Left hand is steering, the other is gripping your thigh. Light up a spliff and get high. Shawty, you deserve what you've been missing. Looking at you, I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song for him, girl, I'm just listening.
Down.